All right, this is our third podcast, and... This is our fourth podcast, and tonight was the Maid King Challenge. Yeah, we'll be talking about that in a minute.
Oh, wait a minute, last night was fourth.
So this is our fifth?
This is the third
summer camp podcast that I star in, because I'm awesome. Yeah, my two partners last night, Michael and, Wes, are not here. Wes is at Pathfinders, and Michael is in the shower house. So I'm being joined by David.
Yo.
Don't say yo, you idiot. And Michael.
And Michael number two, you can remember me from the Klondike Derby.
This is, we refer to Michael as something that would...
I'm still Young Young. Klondike
Derby, we call him Michael Young Young. We don't know why.
Young Young.
We call him Young Young. We don't know why.
Because
all right, also, Jeremy's here, one of our younger scouts, Nathan, and Mike Thompson, and we got two adult leaders here.
Mike Thompson?
Bored.
Pam.
What's our word?
I'm going to call you that now for
you
a second.
Mike?
We're just for the podcast.
You mean,
and Mr.
You mean
G.
Mike?
Is it going to be
Mike, what I say?
Are we going to do P word?
His last name.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's do the P word.
Yeah, I did. Okay, so how was the mate? Are we split up? What? Oh, yeah, we're talking about right in this minute. I mean, like, in the immediate area. Anyway, so let's talk about the Maid King. What'd you think about it, Michael? Michael's on my team.
Ow! And we kicked butt. We were the man boob team. Man boobs rock.
What did you think about the Maid King challenge, Michael? Don't say it.
What is the Maid King challenge?
You have explained that in the last podcast.
Oh, I did, okay.
Yes, you did.
Well, it was kind of tiring, and we sweated a lot. We had to run around camp.
That's wonderful, Michael. Okay, basically, for the Maid King Challenge, my scoutmaster explained the meaning of the Maid King Challenge last night. Basically, run around and do whatever the staff wants us to do, like tie knots or... Yeah.
But the worst part is the staff has a team, and they always win.
Yeah, the
they
staff
always
has
win.
A team, and they always win.
Considering they're here every week for it.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, it's
I
not
guess
very
I
cool.
guess if they change it up, I mean, if you were here the first week, you might have a slight
but
chance.
Mr. G's buying one team slushies.
But anyway, the staff team always wins, but we think we did pretty good. We split up into two.
Beat the staff on the slushies,
sweet. One of the events is a slushie slurp. They mix all the slushies together, and our scoutmaster has to drink it, and it is so bitter. It tastes so bad. Like, you get the worst brain freeze of your life.
It's not even funny.
It's not. It's
we
it's
got
horrible.
8 seconds, our team.
Yeah, our team gained it took 8 seconds for our scoutmaster to chug a slushie.
Our other team 16 got
ounce?
5 seconds.
16-ounce slushie?
We stink. Oh, well, but we're still cool.
Yeah, it was 16-ounce slushie.
Our other person got 5 seconds.
Basically,
that's because it was warm.
Basically, we split up into two teams. A team headed by our current spiel, Mike.
Current.
A different Mike. Because, well, we have a different spiel, but at camp...
That's Mike number one, I'm Mike number two.
No, you're Young Young.
Fine, then call me Young Young.
No, okay, Mike number one, he's our current SPL because our real SPL is at Philmont with a few of our other scouts. And he took one team, and another scout team finished in just over 50. I think it was like 51.
It was 52.
52.
51 and 30 seconds.
Okay, you might as well just... Yeah, it was 51 and 30 seconds.
They lost.
We had a few people who weren't playing. Nah, Nathan, what'd you think? Nathan wasn't playing?
He was our mascot.
Yeah, he was our mascot.
Well, I was
cheerleader.
Our mascot. It was really fun. Like, me and Jeremy was going around just taking our time, and... Well, I had fun.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah, pretty much. Right now it is about...
Like, 10:25.
And we are sitting around the campfire. Taps is at 11, right?
Nope.
Oh, Taps, we're at 10.
Well, our troop always
stays
up.
We always stay up because we're cool and super edgy. We always stay up an hour past our bedtime. And, we're gonna go to bed at about 11 o'clock or so. Right now we're just sitting... Okay, shut up, Michael. We're just sitting around the campfire, talking about stuff. We got a big chunk of our troop at the shower house for our weekly...
I mean, half.
For our weekly hosing down.
They didn't have a stand to take them showers.
For our bi-weekly hosing down.
Yeah.
And, some of our kids are working on merit badges, so, yeah, it's been pretty cool. All right. We're pretty much done here, and if you're still listening, which I hope you are, thanks for listening.
You're not done.
I'm not done?
No.
Why
we
am
have
I not?
Nothing else.
There's nothing else to say.
99.
You didn't have me say anything at all.
We're not talking about a car game, okay? We had a Vesper service, okay? Which is
which is a prayer service.
Oh, that's true. I forgot to mention that.
You weren't in the Vesper service.
I'm about to say that. Stop being so not constructively criticism. Okay. Yeah, we hosted the color guard at dinner tonight. Jeremy, want to talk about that for a while?
Well, so we had to do like a lot of stuff, you know.
No, can you elaborate on that, please?
Yeah, we had to do it like all professionally. Like we had to walk down and then I scratched my eyebrow.
That's how you generally do things, except for the eyebrow scratching.
Yeah, I kind of scratched my eyebrow.
Yeah, they did mess
up. A lot.
What did they do?
Really
and,
bad.
And
what did they do that was wrong? I didn't notice.
And Michael, whichever one he is, anyway, the one that was with me, he couldn't get the flag off the hook.
Oh, yeah.
It took him like 15 minutes.
Also, our chaplain aide, Young Young, was in charge of the dinner grace, which he wrote on his arm because he couldn't remember it.
Hey, I only wrote the most
letter of all the important
words. I did that first, then it washed off. So then I had to put the most important word and put it on my left hand, and it was pretty obvious that everybody knew I was looking off of my hand.
Basically, he would look down. It was so obvious.
I didn't even make eye contact.
No, it didn't. No, he didn't make eye contact. You were just looking down.
You weren't supposed to make
eye contact.
What were y'all doing looking at him?
Yeah, you guys were supposed to have your heads down. That's
We were watching him read his arm.
Thanks, Pam.
We were watching him read his arm, okay?
Yeah, I was good. I made up for the color guard.
A little bit of useful information.
Yeah, a little, in case you care. Just in case you care.
We hope you do.
We just got back from, like, a Vesper service.
We already told them that.
15
No, we didn't.
I honestly don't know who subscribed to this podcast. And I'd like to thank you for subscribing. Are we finished?
I guess.
It's been 8 minutes. All right. Thanks for subscribing to the podcast. If you're listening at all,
we're gonna get rid of four of it.
We have nothing else to say because Tuesday was tight.